In the city of East Lansing, there is a huge banner that reads,
East Lansing, City of the Arts. And that's something that's always sort of been part of it. We've got the art festival. We've got wonderful art here. But I have a lot of friends who, when they want to go see art, they go to Grand Rapids or Ann Arbor, Chicago, which is too bad because we've got a huge art community here. So why not make it a little more known?
And that's exactly what Lexi Carl, who you just heard, decided to do. On Thursday night, Carl, along with a self-proclaimed East Lansing Street Arts Commission, held an art attack, complete with a manifesto read here by Carolyn White, one of the ambush's lead strategists.
It is here. Now it is time for the city of East Lansing to become what it has long proclaimed to be, the city of the arts. We have the Broad, we have the Wharton Center, but we must also take to the streets. The common places, too, need to be beautified, to be celebrated. And we, the poets of the greater Lansing area, have the means, our words.
With the ammunition of words, the Street Arts Commission attacked their victims, the trees of Harrison Meadows Park.
These trees, I mean, they just didn't know they were going to have poetry put in them today. There we go.
That was Emily Davis, who joined more than a dozen people in hanging over 60 poems by local and renowned artists throughout the park. Laminated, beautifully bound, and printed on bright sheets of paper, the writings overwhelmed the trees, making leaves of poetry. But the trees were not the only ones who were suited up for the event. Crowns, gorilla masks, and wizard hats were just some of the items donned by participants. Carolyn White, one of the event organizers, opted for a red feather boa and matching bonnet inspired by
The Madwoman of Chaillot. That's my favorite play by Girardot. And in it, the Madwoman of Chaillot says, "There's no problem a sensible woman can't solve in the course of an afternoon." And so that's, and she always wore the feather boa, so that's why I'm wearing the feather boa today. So we solved, this is the problem solved.
A solution, White said, was inspired by John Robison, who owned Jacquemdry's bookstore in East Lansing.
He believed we were all geniuses. And of course, we, because we were all geniuses, we didn't want to live here. We wanted to live on the East Coast or the West Coast. And my husband and I were always escaping to Europe.
In 1979, John died in a plane crash. White said that experience changed her.
I wanted to give back to East Lansing the way John gave to East Lansing. So part of the poetry attack is a tribute to John Robison and what he gave to East Lansing.
And for White, it's also a small tribute to her husband.
Ears upright, eyes wide open, a perilous world. "Where are you going, old ladybug in my shirt? You need a ride home? Days become colder."
That haiku poem was written by White's husband, who passed away last year.
He was a local character, and his spirit is still here, and I know that he's here in the poetry attack.
He's still here, here in East Lansing, a place that took White years to appreciate.
I spent 25 years not wanting to be here, 25 years wanting to run away from East Lansing. And now I love it here. I think it's the best place in the universe. It's exciting. The people are wonderful. And John Robison was right. We are all creative geniuses. There's so many of them. I'd be really happy if this spurred people to try to think of ways to make this city far more beautiful.